I've got a few props, sorry. Right. Well, I've got a shelf. I'd forgotten I could do that, but you can see them all there. Anyway, it's quite exciting. They'll probably all get horribly mixed up now. Anyway, today's talk is going to be about perfume. So I brought my measuring jug along with me. About half a litre of pure nard. So that's a measuring jug full. It's quite a lot, isn't it? That's nearly a pint for those of you who drink beer or just like custard. It's certainly more than you would spray on yourself if you were going out for a night out like last night. In fact, if you'd any of you'd used that amount of perfume last night, I'm not sure anyone would have sat next to you. I haven't actually been able to find a description of what that perfume smelt like. I know it's made from the root stalks of the plant and not the actual flowers. So instead, I thought we could imagine it, and we're going to do that. I'm going to ask you what some of your favourite smells are. So, what's your favourite smell, everybody?
Lily of the Valley.
Rose.
Rose.
Freesias. Sorry?
Honeysuckle.
Pine forest. Yes, I like that. Always reminds me of holidays, that one.
Home cooking.
Any others?
Sausages, sizzling.
Oh! Ian, you've made everyone hungry now. I think my favourite, my absolute favourite smell, if I say the Lake District, do people know what I mean? You know, if you're going up a hill and there's something about the air quality, you can't put it in a bottle, but that is my favourite smell. I'm sorry, because this is a family service, I'm going to ask you, what's your least favourite smell? You're allowed to say. Sorry? Yep. Yep. Public toilet. Yes. Excellent. No. I was. Yes. Yes.
Wet dog.
Sorry, dog lovers. Yes. That one doesn't do it for me either. I did ask Heather, with it being a family service, and I was allowed to say we're allowed to have poo in a sermon. Okay. So. The rule in our household when the children were small was that Simon dealt with poo and I dealt with sick. There we go. Now, I did bring along a little smell guessing game if anybody wants to play, but we've only got James and I'm not sure whether... Do you want to play a smell guessing game? Or would anybody else like to?
Come with Mummy.
Brilliant. So it basically, James, it's just guess the smell. It doesn't matter if you don't know. You could go and offer it to an adult if you don't. I don't think they're in any particular order. Yeah, take it to somebody else who does. So have a little smell in that paper bag. What do you think that smells of in there? Do you know? This is a bit more of a
gun. I know what it is.
What is it?
It's beans from when you make coffee.
It's exactly that. It is coffee. Okay, right. That was an easy one. Brilliant. Try that one.
Matt's orange peel.
It's he's got a good nose. Right, okay. Number three, I think, was this one. I have to give it a little bit of a... Try that one.
I don't know.
You don't know. Why don't you? Why? Maybe go and give that one to an adult and see if they can smell it. Yep. Yeah. Just mixed herbs. Yep. And then you can kind of see into this one a little bit. But have a smell of that.
Flowers.
It is flowers. Who said freesias, Jackie? That's exactly it. I took one out of my lovely bouquet I got for my birthday last week. There we are. But flower? Yeah, flower was absolutely fine. And then this one. That still smells. Right. Go and present that to somebody else as well. Anybody you like. That's fine. That's fine. Anybody? It's good. That's good.
No, no idea.
Oh, interesting. Try somebody else. Doesn't matter. Right. Heather gets to smell. You can be a generic guess, Heather. It doesn't have to be an actual...
Would...
This one is actually... So the Body Shop haven't done very well, although admittedly it's been in here a little while. This is some kind of banana hair product. James, thank you so much for helping me. Brilliant. Okay, so smell is a really powerful sense, isn't it? We perhaps think of seeing and hearing as being the most important, but actually smell conjures up a place. It can conjure up a really significant memory, can't it? And when we can't smell, that's really, really weird. I lost my sense of smell when I had COVID, and I couldn't even smell this. This is Olbus oil. I don't know if any of you use that when you have a cold to clear your nose. I couldn't smell it. So, losing your sense of smell isn't great either. And smell, as we know, lingers, doesn't it? If you've ever burnt a piece of toast, I do it all the time. It gets everywhere, doesn't it? And in our story today, John, the writer of our story, says that when Mary emptied out that perfume, the smell filled the whole house. So I wonder if you'd been at that dinner. Some of you were at this dinner last night. What would you have thought if there'd been a smell like that? Might have put you off your food. Might have made you feel sleepy. You might have agreed if you'd been there with Judas. You thought, well, that's a bit of a waste of money, isn't it? It could have been used a little bit at a time, or kept for something more useful, or more special occasion, or sold to buy something else. You might have been horrified, actually, that Mary did that at all, because that wasn't just unexpected. It was quite shocking. Any women present in that situation would have been doing what Martha was doing and serving the men who were eating. So what Mary did wasn't what the average woman in that situation would have done. But Jesus tells her, leave her alone. He says what she's doing is an act of anointing, a preparation for his death. And then what about Mary? Wonder what was going through her head. Why would she do something as risky as that? Well, I think the answer, it's often the answer, is love. Mary poured out that expensive perfume on Jesus' feet because she loved him. She wanted to show Jesus how happy she was that she was accepted and forgiven. So it was a response to being loved very much. As you came in today, I think you should have got one of these. If you haven't, there are some more. It's a tea light, and they're meant to smell of apple and cinnamon. I tried to pick something that wasn't too offensive. If you really don't like it, please don't take it with you. But if you do, maybe this week you can light it. And if not, use a normal one. Light it maybe during a prayer time. And just do it as a reminder of how much Jesus loves you. And maybe ask yourself, how much do I love Jesus in return? What's my response to being accepted and forgiven? Especially as we approach Easter, how do I feel about this? And think about it again. The band are going to play a response song now to this. We're going to play "All to Jesus, I Surrender." If you don't know it, then take it in. It's quite easy to pick up anyway. But have a moment with that.